This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Parfios raises $229 million for its real-time credit underwriting solutions. By Manish Singh. Parfios, an Indian fintech that provides real-time credit underwriting solutions to banks and non-banking financial institutions, has raised $229 million in a new funding round as it looks to deepen its expansion in North America and Europe. The 15-year-old startup's Series D funding was led by Indian private equity firm Kadira Capital. The new funding included some secondary sales, but the startup didn't specify the amount. The Bengaluru-headquartered firm, which also counts Warburg Pincus and Bessemer Venture Partners among its backers, has raised $384 million in primary and secondary transactions to date, according to data intelligence platform Traction. The new round values Parfios at over $900 million, and more than three-fourths of the new raise was in secondary sale, a source familiar with the matter told TechCrunch. Our valuation has taken a 120% jump from last time, a Parfios spokesperson said in a statement. Parfios was valued at $413 million post-money in an about $82 million round in February last year per Traction. The further participation from private equity firms suggests that Parfios, which operates in 18 geographies, is at least beginning to prepare for its initial public offering. PEs tend to get involved with startups, at least those in the Asia region, 2 to 3 years before their IPO. Update: Parfios said it is targeting to go public in 18 to 24 months. Parfios operates a number of services that allow businesses to automate loan decisions, offer insights into a customer's financial worthiness, and aggregate data for APIs. It offers both model and loan insights, uses AI and ML techniques, and is tailored for various financial products. The platform adapts and learns on its own and can forecast trends in new markets or areas. With its digital scoring, Parfios AI gives overall scores, detailed breakdowns, and features to evaluate credit risk efficiently, Bernstein analysts said in a recent report. Since our inception in 2008, Parfios has consistently led the way as a category-creating leader in the SaaS space. I am filled with immense gratitude and excitement to have led this journey with our 1,000-plus trusted partners, said Sabyasachi Goswami, chief executive of Parfios, in a statement. This investment will help us in strengthening the digital transformation journey of our partners, thereby powering financial inclusion and providing access to financial services to billions across the globe. Parfios claimed that it's the market leader in India and has a strong footprint in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Parfios has created truly the best-in-class fintech SaaS business that plays on the strong secular growth and increasing digitization levels in the financial services sector in India and globally, said Nishant Sharma, founder and managing partner at Kadira Capital, in a statement. Parfios's large funding comes at a time when most startups globally are struggling to raise new capital as investors become wary of the public market's condition.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem. And I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.